I call this meeting of the Blaine City Council to order Monday, November 26, 6 p.m. May we have a moment of silence, please? Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Eric Davidson.
Here.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Steve Lorenzen.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Alicia Rule.
Here.
And then Mary Lou Stewart.
Did she call in absence?
No.
Do we want to wait till next meeting to excuse or not excuse?
Yeah.
Okay, you can do that next time. All right, we have a presentation this evening from Shooter's Chocolates. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
Come on up. I'm just gonna let these guys take the floor and give a presentation on the proposal that you have before you as your action item later this evening, and I'm sure they'd be happy to answer all your questions.
That's on the still want to stick if you want. Good evening.
Good evening.
Richard Foley. I'm the president of Shooter's Chocolates and Choxo Chocolatier. One of them is in Delta, B.C., and the other one is in Irvine, California. So my partner, Wade Pugh, is the Canadian partner. I'm the American partner. So we have, might actually have hard copies here if you want also. You can pass them out. So we have a small factory in Irvine and quite a large factory in Delta. We do two different things in the chocolate business, obviously. In Irvine, we make chocolate from the bean. We roast cocoa beans, and we make, you know, sort of have a love and a passion for the cocoa bean. And so we make artisanal chocolate, almost if you imagine like a microbrewery or a small winery. That style chocolate in Irvine, California. And in Vancouver, in Delta, we actually have a larger facility, a molding factory. And so what we've been doing is shipping the liquid chocolate after we make it up to Delta, and Delta's been doing the molding, and we create our brand, and we do contract manufacturing for other brands as well, and we ship those all over the United States. So we've outgrown our factory in Irvine, and we're looking for a new location to build our new factory. One of the, I think, inspiration for our previous factory, you can see on the wall there, if you see the growing and the fermentation and the roasting. In Irvine, we do tours, and we have people come into the factory and taste and smell and experience the way the chocolate is made. And the average person spends 45 minutes to an hour, $40 to $50 after they do the tour, and they taste all the chocolate, and they love it, and they come in and they... It's a real foodie experience. That helps our retail sales, and it's a good marketing tool. And some of the inspiration came from other people in the chocolate business.